We're here in the Congressional Corner with a rock star, Representative Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District. I don't know, an awful lot of people got elected to Congress, but somehow the lights are all descending on you, sir. What is it about that rock star status? I mean, what is it that people find so interesting about you?
Well, I mean, you must have a perspective that I don't necessarily have at this point. I don't perceive as lights descending upon me. I certainly... I'm out there engaging the community and doing the work and doing everything I can to make sure that the constituents know that I'm here to serve. And I think as long as I keep doing that and build the trust with the community, then we'll be in a good spot.
I was talking to a Republican the other day who said to me, well, if he's going to win again, he's going to have to really get around. I'll bet he'll never go to all of those communities that he's serving. Is that true?
Well, I mean, I agree that I have to get around. And, you know, I think it's very important in a district as big as the 19th. 11 counties is bigger than Connecticut and Rhode Island combined. It's a big, big district. And not a lot of folks know that's outside of the district, but it's one of the most rural in the country. I represent the third most rural district of any Democrat. That's a big deal. I was in Postenkill yesterday in Redstone Lear, hosting our first town hall. Something that I thought was important to do quickly, sooner than later, in light of the shutdown. So I intend to do town halls in every county over the next year, and I intend to not just have offices stretched across the district, but also have mobile offices where we can go to those places that we do not have a physical location. So I agree with the gentleman. It's important that I'm out there, and I will be out there making sure that I connect with the community, well, no matter the political persuasion.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I've always thought
it's really hard work.
I've always thought I'd like to run for Congress someday. Now I'm past my prime, but run for Congress. But then I always say, but then you'd have to serve, and that's the problem.
That ought to be the objective, sir. that ought to be what you intend to do. It is public service, and we have got to make sure that we put that front and center. I think there's an understanding now, unfortunately, that people have about politics that isn't aligned with that notion. People actually don't view it as public service. And that's an indictment on the individuals and on the system that is meant to be doing the serving.
So I see you had a fight for your committees like everybody else does, and you wanted to be on the Agriculture Committee.
Absolutely. I wanted to be on the Ag Committee, and I wanted to be on transportation and infrastructures. And I was able to get on both and feel very, very happy about that. As I made the case to my colleagues, you know, this is a district that relies heavily, not just in terms of identity and quality of life, but economically on the ag space. We can be the breadbasket of New York with the proper support and the proper advocacy. We have thousands of, you know, small family owned farms that need support and that need somebody on that committee that's not thinking about mega farms or corporate farms, but thinking about ways to support the small-oriented farms with those critical programs, whether it's farmer market programs or food promotion programs or value-add programs. These are the kind of things that I can focus on. And also being on the infrastructure committee, to me, creating robust infrastructure, regionally based infrastructure, and incentivizing that investment in our community has a big, big impact on the larger economy, but also has a big impact on the ag space because it allows us to tap into the unmet demand for locally and organically grown food in New York City. So we have the capacity here to really bolster that sector with the proper infrastructure.
Very interesting that you say that, because I've been several times. I've been down at Union Square on a Saturday and gone to the farmers markets, and they're coming from all over New York State.
Yes, and when you put Hudson Valley, you know, on a product, sure, that means something. People understand the quality of air, the quality of soil. The environment here it has inherent value that I think we can be utilizing in a very economically sound way.
Okay, so here's a question designed to get you into trouble, but I'll ask it anyway, which is, how political is a decision to be on the Agriculture Committee? We know that there are an awful lot of Republicans who are farmers. Is this a way to get them over?
No, I look at my district. Here's the process. You look at your district, you say to yourself, or I say to myself, how can I best represent my district? How can I best serve the needs of my district and be a true advocate for New York 19. And as I noted, I'm representing a district that is the third most rural district of any Democrat in the country. New York State is the third most ag-based state in the country. Not many folks know that, particularly in the upstate region. So for me, it's about making sure that I can be an advocate for what I deem or I perceive as our natural advantages here. You know, the fact that we can be the breadbasket of New York means something. And when we're thinking about how to what the future ought to look like here, it's got to be framed in that way. We don't have the GEs, we don't have the IBMs here anymore. So what are our natural advantages that we can latch onto and spur economic growth around? Well, the ag space is a critically important one, and it has a ripple effect, you know, in the surrounding communities who rely on that food. And if we can create access to markets, both in the immediate sense and in the city, we can tap into something that's currently untapped. So to me, it's how do I best serve this community and do so in a way that I'll have immediate benefit.
Okay, Antonio Delgado, I guess the next question is only got 3 minutes to do it in, and that has to do with the other committee, the Transportation and Infrastructure. You've done a massive good job about telling us why agriculture. Now tell us why transportation.
Well, you know, in the same vein, you know, when I travel across New York 19, I look at the crumbling roads, you know, the bridges in disrepair. When I'm looking at the lack of water infrastructure, you know, I think it's important that we have somebody who, not to mention the lack of rural broadband and quality cell service. All these things limit our ability to access markets and limit people's desire to invest economically in this region. So we're talking about how we keep young people here and how we also drive business here. And without these entry points, without ability to access the market via infrastructure, then we are at a severe disadvantage. And the fact is we have a big highway bill coming up that has to get passed over the next couple of years. So to be able to be on the committee that has jurisdiction over that bill and do so representing New York 19's interest, to me, is incredibly meaningful. And it gives me the opportunity to really advocate for something that I know we're in desperate need of here at home.
So when you say represent their interests, let's face it, you mean you can bring home the bacon based on your being on the committee, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't, and I don't want to make any promises that I can't keep, but I can certainly be an advocate. I know how to make a case. I know how to lay out why this is going to be beneficial to the community at home. And to the extent that I can, you know, be a voice, and I will, and make the case, I certainly will do so. And being in the room is better than not being in the room.
There's no question about it. Have you been to a committee meeting yet? Because there's so much going on.
No, we haven't had our committee meetings yet. We just got assigned. The Ag Committee and the T&I Committee were just assigned late last week. So, you know, I think we'll be having our first committee meetings this week. This was supposed to be our first in-district work week, but in light of the shutdown, we were asked to come back and hopefully figure something out over the next, you know, this next week.
It's always wonderful to have a man who I regard anyway as a rock star in politics, Antonio Delgado.
You're too kind, Alan.
It's wonderful to talk to you. When we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you that word, okay? It's going to be shutdown.
Sounds good.